you remember the story in the third chapter of Acts about the impotent man who was laying at the gate called Beautiful when Peter and John came at the ninth hour to pray. We sing the song, Silver and Gold Have I None, out of that third chapter of Acts, that as the man reached up for some alms, Peter looked down upon him and said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And you'll remember that there were many that were touched by that miracle in the temple courtyard that day. And I want to read from the fourth, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. From the fourth chapter of Acts, the results of that. Beginning at verse 1, and as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. About 5,000 people came to the Lord that day because of that miracle and because of the preaching of Peter and John. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. When they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power, or by what name, have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone that was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I feel the Lord ministering to us today about the name of Jesus and about the power, the absolute wonder-working power that's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Paul said in Philippians, the second chapter, the ninth verse, Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, that is Jesus, and given him a name which is above every name. Above, do you hear what he said? Every name. Above every name. Above every name. That the name of Jesus is above every name. That there is not a name higher than the name of the Lord Jesus. There is not a name with more power. There is not a name with more authority. There is not a name with more glory. There is not a name with more majesty than the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God hath given him that name. And it's above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, and things in the earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He said that at the name of Jesus, Paul, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God, said that at the name of Jesus, at that name, every knee would bow. He said things in heaven would bow. Every angel, every living creature, every person that's in heaven, every glorified saint, everyone that's in heaven would bow at the name of Jesus. He said that everything in the earth would bow at Jesus' name. Every infirmity will bow at the name of Jesus. Everyone, everyone, every sickness, every illness, every infirmity, every trial, every tribulation, every trouble will bow at the has spoken in faith. Everyone, none left out. Every single one. There is no name that is higher than Jesus. There is no name. Cancer is not a higher name than Jesus. Leukemia is not a higher name than Jesus. Headache is not a higher name than Jesus. Impotency is not a higher name than Jesus. Divorce is not a higher name than Jesus. Lust is not a higher name than Jesus. Poverty is not a higher name than Jesus. Death is not a higher name than Jesus. At the name of Jesus, everything in the earth should bow, including all those things which I mentioned and the rest which I did not mention. If the Bible is true, that's what this says. All things in the earth. All things in the earth. That means whatever is troubling you today will bow at the name of Jesus if you will speak that name in faith. If you'll say it through faith-filled lips, Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus, it'll bow. It must bow. There's no choice. It has to bow. And he said, those things that are under the earth, they'll bow too. We know what's under the earth. Every wickedness, every ruler of darkness, every evil spirit, every demon will bow to the name of Jesus. You may not see that in your natural eye. You may not see that with your fleshly eye. But at the name of Jesus, every spirit of wickedness will bow. Will bow. Will bow at his name. Because his name is higher than any other name. I don't care what it is that's got you or your family bound. It doesn't matter what it is. The name of Jesus is higher than that. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? The name of Jesus is higher.
Hallelujah.
Above every name. It's above Satan. It's above sin. It's above everything that has come against you. It makes no difference what it is. It's above lies. It's above deceit. It's above deception. It's above every other name. Why do you think that these religious leaders in the fourth chapter of Acts, why do you think they came against Peter and John so hard? Why do you think that they didn't want them preaching? Because they were preaching Jesus. They weren't preaching Peter. They weren't preaching John. They weren't preaching New Testament church in Jerusalem. They were preaching Jesus. And where they went to preach Jesus, the lame walked. Peter's shadow fell upon the sick and they got healed. 5,000 men in a day came into the kingdom of God because the name of Jesus is above every other name. And that same thing will happen, brethren, here. If we'll exalt Jesus, if we'll lift him up, if we will preach him, not water of life, you see. Jesus, 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 because it's his name that's above every name. And that's the name that God Almighty will honor. When you speak that name, you bring every spiritual power in heaven to your disposal. When you speak the name of Jesus, there's power in that name. It's not just a five-letter word. There's power in that name. There's power in that name. You can get your family saved with the name of Jesus. With the name of Jesus. How many of you can just say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. It's a name above every name. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. And he has given that name to you. If you're born again, you have that name. You bear that name. His name is written upon you. The name of Jesus. If you're not born again, you don't know what I'm talking about. But you can take care of that in the next few seconds.
the name of Jesus is stronger than your condition, whatever it is. Whatever it is. Would you bow your head? Is there anyone here this morning that has not taken the name of Jesus as his own? Is there anybody here today that is not born again, that does not know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you die, you're going to heaven? Is there anyone here that needs to know for sure that you've been born again, that you belong to Jesus? How many of you are here this morning that would like to speak the name of Jesus concerning lost relatives? I want you to stand. Do you believe what we read out of the scripture today? Do you believe that the name of Jesus is stronger and greater and higher than the lostness of your relatives? Do you believe it? Say with your mouth. All right. Let's just confess this together. Let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, just pray with me. Heavenly Father, come before you in Jesus' name. I acknowledge His name as above every other name. And that includes sin in my relative's life.
And as a child of God,
I take my authority
and my dominion
right now
over the forces of darkness
that bind my relatives,
and I command that they be broken
in Jesus' name.
Satan,
I speak to you
as a child of God.
In the name of Jesus,
I break your hold
over my relatives,
and I command you to loose them
and let them go free.
In the mighty name
of Jesus.
And I command you
to obey me
in His name.
Hallelujah. And now, Father,
repeat after me. And now, Father,
I thank you
for the authority,
the power
you have given unto me,
and the right
to use the name of Jesus.
And I loose now
the Holy Spirit,
the Spirit of Salvation,
upon my relatives,
to convict them
of their unbelief
in Jesus,
and bring them to salvation.
And
I ask you, Father,
according to the Word of God,
that you would send laborers
into these fields,
which are now white with harvest,
and bring that harvest in
to the glory of God.
And I thank you, Father,
for the salvation
of my relatives.
In Jesus' name.
Do you mean that?
Just
lift your hands and praise the Lord.
Father, we thank you for it. We bless you for it. We glorify your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise your name, Jesus.
Praise your Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You may be seated. Glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. You know, it's important. It's not important. I take that back. It's essential that we obey the Holy Spirit of God. Do you see what God wants to do? So we come together sometimes and God wants to move in a different way. Now, what I should have done last night was gone on to bed and had a good night's sleep. Instead of, well, I didn't waste the whole night. I mean, it was good talking to the Lord, but I'd use those tears for somebody else rather than for myself. We do need to learn how to rest in the Lord, to trust Him, to believe Him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to sing number 255. Did I get it right? Now this is a standing up song. You cannot sing it sitting down. Well, don't forget to, as you leave the service this morning, don't forget if you have it on your heart to be a wise-hearted workman and you want to do some work in the new building, get your name up there. Elsewise, you probably won't get called. So be sure you do that as you leave. And let's just give thanks to the Lord for what He's done this morning. Father, we give You thanks for the wonderful move of Your Spirit for how you've blessed each one who's been here today. Thank you for freedom in the Spirit, Lord. Thank you for the power that's in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the right to use it. Thank you for what you've shown us here this morning, Lord. And thank you most of all for receiving our praise and our thanksgiving. For we just love you so much, Lord, and we just must know that you receive our praise and our thanksgiving. It's so important to us. We just rejoice in that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Remember, Jesus said, they'll know you're my disciples by your love for one another.